When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you all to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Just like it sounds, Martha Norwalk, N-O-R-W-A-L-K.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website and bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And did you know you can find us on Facebook these days? Yes, I finally moved into this century and learned how to do that. And Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook. Check it out. Give us a like if you would, if you haven't done that already. And you can check out all the good stuff that I've been posting all week. And at least most all of it is good stuff. Got one story this morning that is not such good news, but we've got that balanced with really good stuff. And let's see, it is a beautiful, sunny Sunday morning. Haven't been able to say that for a while. It's been pretty gloomy, but the sun is shining. It's cold out there, and shining in the studio, as always, would be Animal World production engineer Mike Roberges here. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Martha.
And do we have a beautiful view this morning, or what?
Pretty nice. And gorgeous sunrise this morning when the sun came up over the mountains. Mount Rainier was just beautiful. Coming over the lake this morning was nice.
I bet it was gorgeous. Yeah, I have too many trees around to see sunset or sunrise, or sunset, actually, in my neighborhood. But there's something in our view that we haven't seen for a very long time, because we can see all the way to the Olympics.
It's nice. Keep it coming.
And there's snow on the tops of those mountains. Woohoo! How cool is that? I mean, how long has it been since there hasn't been any snow? And I don't know if she still has snow in her neighborhood or not, but I understand there's a chance there might be more tomorrow or Tuesday. And that would be call screener Kathy Southwick is here in her studio. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning.
And we're missing Chris already because he's not here this morning. But
we miss you, Chris.
Yeah, yeah. We hope he's whatever he's doing, he's having a good time.
I hope so, too.
And you reported last weekend that you'd had a little dusting of snow in your treetops. Did that happen at all again this week?
No, I haven't seen any, but there sure was a lot of ice build up on the cars and streets.
Yeah,
so
yeah. Well, I don't know, Mr.
There.
Weatherman, Mike. I saw threats of possible snowflakes for Monday night into Tuesday in this area.
Yeah, we're going to have some moisture move in over the next 24 to 48 hours. With this cold air, there's always that possibility. I don't think we'll see much at sea level, but those outlying areas in the foothills could see a little dusting, and then it's going to clear out and get cold again. It'll be cold by Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that's what they say, and I was really grateful for the cold, drier weather, because I got my winter roof cleaned off and all of that good stuff yesterday, so that's great, and that's checked off the list now. And I wouldn't mind a little dusting of snow Monday night into Tuesday. I could handle that. And I know that Kathy's already experienced it in her neighborhood. 5 miles north of me last weekend, my friends had snow, but I didn't have any snow, so I haven't seen any yet. And I don't think we saw any snow at all last year in the lowlands. I'm trying to remember.
I think we had one dusting.
Yeah, dusting?
It was early, maybe the end of November, first part of December. Can't remember, but I recall something. But it wasn't much, and it didn't stay long.
Well, I just know when I saw the weather on the news last night, they said something about over kind of on the peninsula. But then they said, and of course, the convergence zone. And that, of course, would be right over me most of the time. So you never know. I might get a little dusting. All right. And then we have a full studio again today. I always like it when it's a full studio and the chairs are filled up. And I'm delighted to welcome, for the first time, to Animal World, Tia and David Akrish from Heaven and Earth Chinese Herb Healing Center. Chinese Medicine Healing Center.
Yeah.
I'm getting that. I'll get that
That's
right.
All right.
Maybe by the end of the show.
Chinese herb is just fine, too.
Okay, good. Good morning, Tia. Welcome to Animal World.
Thank you. We're delighted to be here.
And morning, David. Welcome morning. To Animal World.
You thank you.
You got to get right up on your mic.
Oh, it's kind of scaring me. Okay, there we
yeah.
go.
Well, it looks almost
like Darth Vader or something.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they are kind of big, aren't they? but you get used to them after a while. It's like they aren't even there. And we, of course, are going to be spending today talking about Chinese herbs, and we're going to get an education, what they're all about. And the really wonderful thing is that Tia, you and David are here in the studio, and that's because you're here local and from this area. So I'm excited to get into our subject at hand, which we will do in a little bit. I do want to let you know that that is what's going on today. Our discussion is going to be about Chinese herbs for not only for our animal friends, but also for us humans.
Mm-hmm.
And we have open phone lines throughout the show today, so you'll be able to call in and pick the brains of our wonderful guests, Tia and David, and I'm looking forward to it because I don't know that much about Chinese herbs. Right. You know, I mean, I know probably enough to be dangerous and get myself in trouble, but so I'm looking forward to learning about how everything that you do and provide can help our animal friends as well as ourselves. I'm already starting to use some of your things. Well, we'll get to that. So let's see. Then we have just a little bit of follow-up. Got one really good thing and one not so good thing. So we'll have to decide whether we want to start with good or bad news here in a moment. And then we will get to current events about 10:50 today, unless, of course, I push it around, which I sometimes do, depending on what's happening on the show. And we will also give away some missing link today. And if you have been waiting for your opportunity to win some Designing Health missing link, today could be your day. And all that's required is that you be 18 years or older and that you have not have won a contest on this show or any of the shows here on Alternative Talk AM 1150. And if that is the case, then you'll be eligible to win. And you can choose any of the supplements for our animal friends. There are three for dogs, one that focuses on hip and joint, one on skin and coat, the other, the new senior formula that has the New Zealand green muscle. There is a feline formula, and there's a wellness blend that's vegetarian. You can feed to both your dogs and cats or other house critters as well, and a bird formula as well as a chicken or poultry formula. There's also a horse formula, but we don't give that one away on the air. But any of the other ones are up for grabs. And sometime during the show, I'll let you know what our missing link word or words of the days are. And then you pick up your phone and give us a call and be the first to get Kathy. You can have some missing links sent right to your door. All righty then. Let's see. I think the first thing we should do is start the show. What do you guys think? You ready
Sounds
to start
great.
The show?
Yeah.
And of course, seems to many that the show has already started, but doesn't really start until we invoke the presence of the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals all these years. And besides that, it's Sunday morning, so I think it's kind of a nice. Oh, you guys are both nodding. So
yeah.
All right. So we start with a couple of prayers here to Saint Francis, one for our animal friends, and a little longer one for us humans. And if everybody's ready, we'll get started. This is the prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every little thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. And now for us humans. And this would be the St. Francis of Assisi Peace Prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen.
Amen. Amen.
All righty, we are good to go now.
Great.
So the show has officially started, and I was thinking, as I was reading the St. Francis Peace Prayer, that, boy, is that needed these days, this last period of time, especially in France and what's going on. And I have to say that I'm really glad and very grateful that I live in Washington State right now.
Yeah, me too.
And it saddens me to see some of the reaction to the, you know, terrorist attack in Paris and the reaction in this country. And of course, you know, we were founded on you know, the Statue of Liberty and taking in all the strays and everybody that didn't have another place to go. And I've been quite disturbed at seeing the reaction. And I thought that we had learned the lesson back, you know, when we had the World War and the Japanese internment camps and all of that. And for heaven's sakes, we've been apologizing for that ever since. And I thought we kind of learned that lesson. But it would seem that there is the same thing is happening in a little different way, in that some opposition to taking in, you know, Syrian refugees and so forth, and then of course backlash on local mosques and communities related, you know, to the terrorist activity. And I just want to go on record and say that I was really, really proud of our governor, Jay Inslee, for saying, you know, we're going to welcome Syrian refugees here in this state, because that's what it's all about. And I'm just proud to be a part of that. And I also was very, very glad that we have the president we do in office right now, and I was pleased to hear him speak up, although I don't think he was necessarily heard by those that need to hear. But with the I heard, and I don't know if this is correct, but what, 30 states in the United States have saying they're refusing to take more Syrian refugees. Most all of them, I heard all but one was a Republican governor, but I'm not positive of that. But I was really pleased to see President Obama stand up this week and say, hey, you know, this is what our country was founded on. This is really important, and it's really important that this stuff stop. It has to stop. The world is watching.
Yeah.
What part of that message was missed, I'm not quite sure, but...
Yeah, it's a really difficult time. You know, there's so much fear and frustration, and it's a dangerous time. And I have compassion on everybody. You know, on all sides, of people who are afraid of any kind of threats, and people who are in the middle of this, and the terrorists the terrorists targeted, and the people whose families are really suffering from the loss. It's such a tragedy.
And really?
Yeah, and so it's something that I think, you know, we're all children of God, and I think that's really important to remember and to do our best to love everybody and to truly...
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. That is so important, and that is, you know, we all come from the same hole.
Right.
And I this last week, I became aware that... there's a big church area in Monroe that has been several different denominations over the 25 years that I've lived out there, and it recently sold. And I had really mixed feelings when I drove by and saw the new sign because it's a mosque.
Mm.
I thought, well, unusual area to do a mosque, but I was pleased in that. I mean, the sign is quite lovely, and I don't read, you know, the language, so it's something mosque.
Right.
But underneath that says love for all, hatred for none. But at the same time, my heart kind of sank, wondering, you know, I hope they're going to be safe, that there won't be retaliation against them. And then I was kind of thinking, what can I do? And then my heart kind of just opened up, and I felt like, you know, I don't know much about the Muslim religion, but this is making me want to learn more about it. Mm-hmm. And I felt like I'm going to watch as soon as there are people there at the mosque, I'm going to stop by just to say, welcome to the neighborhood.
Right.
And I'd like to know more about your religion. And I think that's a great way of remembering that we all are part of the same whole, and is by embracing the differences and talk about living in a fear-based consciousness. Say, we're going to close our borders and let's just build a wall.
Right.
That saddens me, and I believe that we will grow past that. This may be just part of that process, I hope. So,
yeah.
Anyway, that's
I do think that we're in a time where, you know, we're constantly choosing between dark and light. You know, like that prayer said.
Yeah, there certainly seems to be a real definitive line right now.
And we're definitely, I think, always striving to try and find the light as much as possible. At least I know I am. And, you know, and that's why we do, you know, what we do with Chinese medicine and loving our animals, too. You know, and I know you're a big advocate for that, you know, and seeing them as God's children, too, right?
We're in human suits there, in animal suits, dog suit, cat suits, elephant suits, whatever they come in.
Right.
And it is important to open your heart and love everyone.
Right.
No matter what kind of suit they're in.
Right. Right.
So, and that's kind of our philosophy here on Animal World, of course. And, of course, when I teach that, when I'm teaching the communication and so forth, that thought directs energy. And I truly believe that you attract yourself what you need to learn and grow from, but you also attract what you fear. And you know, fear is the opposite of faith. And you can't be busy.
Right.
You can't be living in your faith
but
if you're busy in your fear. So
it's
time to make a choice. And I choose to live in faith.
Yeah.
And love. I like that love for all.
Yeah.
Hatred for none. I think that is a really, really nice way of putting it.
Yeah.
Okay, then. So let's see. In the follow-up department, we got two things. We got Kathy and I have some really exciting stuff to talk about, and then there's not such good stuff to talk about. So I'm thinking, what should we start with?
The not so good stuff.
Yeah. I'm always for bad news first.
Yeah.
Get it over and done with.
Okay.
Pull off the Band-Aid.
All right. Well, so the not so good stuff is, there is news about our Woodland Park Zoo elephants, Bamboo and Chai, you know, who were transferred to the Oklahoma City Zoo. And the news that came out this week, and I just might as well read you the press release because that will cover the bases. And there is an announcement about it up on the Animal World Facebook page, but Woodland Park Zoo transfers ownership of elephants before new city council can send them to a sanctuary. You know, the plan was, you know, vote in an elephant-friendly Seattle City Council, and then because, you know, the zoo maintains the ownership of the elephants they transfer, that then, you know, the ordinance could be passed and they could go to sanctuary. But this week, actually November 18th, Woodland Park Zoo announced that it transferred ownership of elephants Bamboo and Chai to the Oklahoma City Zoo, and Shri to the St. Louis Zoo. And that's an elephant that we transferred to St. Louis many, many years ago, but has remained in the ownership of Woodland Park. The timing of WPZ's decision in advance of a new city council taking office raises questions about the true motivation behind this sudden and unannounced move. Woodland Park Zoo claims that transferring ownership is standard industry practice is untrue and contradicts the zoo's own track record. Shri has been on loan from Woodland Park Zoo to St. Louis Zoo since 2002. Woodland Park Zoo has never transferred ownership until now. So it does kind of make you wonder. It says, in this past election, Seattle likely voted in an elephant-friendly city council. This majority could pass an ordinance previously introduced by Council Member Sawant that would order the Woodland Park Zoo-owned elephants to be retired to an accredited sanctuary. Woodland Park Zoo rushed the elephants out of town before it could be voted on. It is disingenuous for Woodland Park Zoo to say that the transfer of ownership does not mean we will stop caring about them, unquote. The zoo's own actions indicate otherwise. Instead of retiring Bamboo and Chai to a sanctuary, Woodland Park Zoo condemned them to a life sentence in a tiny yard and a barren barn cell in a freezing climate. Before that, Woodland Park Zoo unceremoniously dumped Shri at the St. Louis Zoo, where she is one of 10 elephants on 2 acres, enduring the same impoverished conditions as Bamboo and Chai. Sadly, these 3 elephants are at the mercy of Woodland Park Zoo, which has ignored science, the majority of Seattle citizens, the Seattle City Council, and most gravely, the physical and psychological health of these elephants. Quote, it is not that Woodland Park Zoo has stubbornly and unwillfully denied Bamboo, Chai, and Shri the opportunity to live out their golden years in open space, immersed in nature, which only a sanctuary can provide, said Aline Fortgang, co-founder of Friends of Woodland Park Zoo Elephants. Now it is yet another cowardly and suspicious move. The zoo has taken away the people's voice in determining a humane quality of life for our elephants. Seattle citizens are able to find comfort in the closure of Woodland Park Zoo's elephant exhibit earlier this year. Friends of Woodland Park Zoo Elephants celebrates that we will never again bear witness to elephants suffering in Seattle. So that's the good news of all of this, is that it won't happen anymore in Seattle, but it does seem extremely suspicious to me that they would make this move and transfer the ownership now when, a new city council, just before a new city council comes in. It's kind of like, well, mm-hmm. they never did this before, so why now? That's the right. only thing that really makes sense is to avoid this. And that's a shame, because it means that really the plight for Bamboo and Chai, as far as we citizens here can do anything about it, because now they've transferred the ownership, so we can't. Yeah. All we can do is pray for them and hope that the AZA and zoos in general, that they wake up and smell the coffee on this one and realize that we just cannot adequately house elephants mm-hmm. in a captive environment anymore and feel good about it, because mm-hmm. it just doesn't work for them. And so it needs to stop.
Yeah.
And there are many other ways to learn about elephants and all right. of that, you know, with the world of the internet and videos and virtual TV and tours and all of that, so much can be learned that way that we really don't need to have them in captivity.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, there we go on that one. All right then, Kathy, we better balance this with the good news before we take care of our advertisers and sponsors. I don't want to leave us on a good note, but Kathy and I had an adventure this week.
Oh, we sure did.
Yeah.
We're Mojo now.
We are. We're Cat Mojo, because we made the big trek into the city Wednesday evening for Jackson Galaxy's appearance at, was sponsored by the University Bookstore, but was in the church across the street, because there was a huge crowd.
And, there definitely was.
And it was sold as an evening with Jackson Galaxy, and there was a lot of people there. Really nice church. It was a very nice venue. You didn't feel crowded or anything, because, you know, the church is so big. And then Jackson came out and, what, spoke for about an hour, I think?
Yeah. One of the things, for those who don't know who Jackson Galaxy is, he is the host
of my favorite animal TV
yes.
on Animal Planet, My Cat from Hell.
My Cat
the
from Hell.
Feline behavior therapist that I have been so impressed with, because I hadn't, up until seeing him, I hadn't ever seen anyone that did as good as work, or in some cases better than I do, with people and their cats. So I've been a big fan, obviously, from the beginning.
Yes, I have too. And he was really funny. Just great, great entertainer.
Yeah, he's a great speaker.
And gave some good advice and let everybody know that those who are not cat people, they're just cat people in waiting.
Yeah.
We just need to convert more cat people.
Yeah,
do our job.
He really is a great speaker. So it's worth going to meet him and hear him if you can. And then after that was the big book signing, and because it was interesting how they handled this, because if you had to buy tickets to the event, but the ticket included a book. So boy, did they sold a lot of books, and of course part of the proceeds, you know, benefited, you know, some cats somewhere, and. I have to say, I was impressed, because we actually did get a chance to meet Jackson, and there's proof of that. Although I couldn't get Kathy to send me the picture of her and Jackson.
I thought I did.
No,
I think I sent it to your personal Facebook page for you to transfer on over.
Anyways, I didn't
in your message section.
I will, because I didn't see it. But there is a picture of me and Jackson on Martha Norwalk's Animal World Facebook page, so you can see the proof of that. And I have to say, I found him to be as genuine in person and totally nice as he comes across on the air. That he, you know, because that's not always the case. Sometimes the cameras are off. And celebrities are not nice, but he was very nice, very genuine,
very approachable.
Yeah, very approachable.
Easy to talk to.
And when I told him I'd love to do an in-depth show with him on Animal World, he really lit up and said, "Sure." Yeah. So his person has all the information and all that sort of thing, and so we hope to, after this whirlwind book tour, to hear from the Jackson Galaxy Camp and eventually get him on the air with us. How fun would that be?
That would be great.
Yeah. Because I've got a lot of questions I need the answers to.
And we won't have a show long enough to...
Oh, yeah, so...
To take care of it all, but we certainly look forward to that, so...
Yeah, so hopefully we'll hear from him. And but we made a good contact, and we had a really good night. And if you have a chance to go to one of the book signings, because he's like... a different city every day for a while. It's worth it. He's definitely a good speaker, and it was a fun evening. Okay, then let's, before we get any more behind schedule, let's take care of our advertisers and sponsors. Remember, it is the most important part of the show, because without them, there's no us. So listen, pay attention, support them, thank them, stay right where you are, because then we're changing our focus, and we're going to educate us human animals about the benefits of Chinese herbs, not only for us, but also for our animal friends. So heaven and earth, Chinese herbs, up next. Stay with you right where you are, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A Washington.org.
Ever wonder what your pet is thinking? Why they do certain things, or how they're adapting to a change in the household? Darcy Pariso, animal intuitive medium and Reiki master, can help you with all of those things. Darcy can help you connect with your pet or other animal, here or in spirit. She'll also share messages including your pet's past lives and soul purpose. Clients say Darcy's readings are so much more than they expected and result in a deeper bond with her pets. Contact Darcy at darcypariso.com. That's Darcy Pariso, P-A-R-I-S-O.com. Or call 425-280-5132.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Bringing you fresh perspectives every day. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're just getting rolling on this week's edition of Animal World, but you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You heard about the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga in that last little segment there, and I just wanted to say that there's all kinds of great stuff coming up at Ananda and East West Bookshop or at the Bothell Temple this month, and I wanted to tell you because I told you last week I was feeling especially good last Sunday because it was just after our annual Kriya yoga initiation, which is a spiritual breath technique practice that is used by yogis and is a phenomenal thing to learn. And I just wanted to let you know that if you're interested in learning more about Kriya Yoga, that on Tuesday, December 1st, it's going to be from 7:30 to 8:30 at East West Bookshop in Seattle. It's a free class taught by Nayaswamis Padma and Hariman McGillivray. And, you know, Hariman, you hear him often here on Animal World. It's free just to learn about the history of Kriya Yoga and how Kriya techniques accelerate working out karma, the four core techniques of the Kriya path, breath control to control energy, and the importance of the astral body and chakras for enlightenment, and the eight stages of spiritual awakening taught by the Yoga Sutras. The secret behind the science of astrology, ooh, and what classes are part of the training course for Kriya Yoga. So if you're interested in that, again, it's Tuesday, December 1st, 7:30 to 8:30 at East West Bookshop in Seattle. And the other thing you might be interested in is this will be going on at the Bothell Temple, Meditation in Daily Life. At the end of the year, as nights grow longer and the holiday season looms, many people find it more difficult to cope with the stresses of daily life. You can join Ananda meditation teacher Lynn Steele for one or all of these classes. December 2nd, it's going to meditation for overcoming moods. December 9th, developing good habits. December 16th, creating spiritual relationships. So, ooh, that sounds really good. So check them all out at www.anandawashington.org. And then, of course, you heard about our wonderful animal intuitive medium Reiki master, Darcy Pariso. And if you'd like to have a private reading with Darcy, you can give her a call or check out her website, darcyparisoparis.com. And I just want to let you know that she still has her wonderful really inexpensive way to get a quick answer to your question. You know, one question via email is only $15, so you don't have to do a whole reading if you only need one question answered. So it's www.darcypariso.com or give her a call at 425-280-5132. All righty then, I think we've taken care of all the business, so now we get to get started. Let's go to China. What do you think?
Yeah.
Sounds great.
All right. Let's start this off because my guests are Tia and David Akrish. You are the owners of Heaven and Earth Chinese Herbs, and which kind of is a big umbrella that covers a lot. We'll get to all of that. But I guess the first question that just popped into my mind, have either one of you ever been to China?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. No, we haven't. And that's the great thing about America is there's knowledge of every type out there, and it's accessible, and so you know, this is something that David and I have both been studying our entire lives.
Really, really, because that's what I wanted to talk about.
Yeah,
is how who are you two? Obviously, you're local,
right? We are local, yep, in the greater Seattle area. Both born here, natives.
And I know, you've been part of the animal world family, at least the unseen animal world family, for a very long time.
Right. Yep. We have.
Because I shared that. I mean, you told me on the phone recently. We still feed Precise.
Right.
And
exactly.
My goodness, Precise hasn't been my sponsor for probably 8 years or more.
Right. Exactly.
And I know you said that you've wanted to become a part of the animal world advertising family
we
for
have.
A long time.
Yes,
and
we
of
have.
Course, now that's happening. So welcome to the
Thank
family.
You. Thank you.
But so this is. An interest in Chinese herbs and so forth is something that you've both been interested for a long time?
Yeah. David's background's a little bit different. And, but for me, I was introduced to it at a very young age because of my family. My father, who was very ill when I was young, and he tried all sorts of alternative therapies. So it wasn't just Chinese medicine. It was, you know, magnets and all sorts of stuff that you just...
Anything.
Back at those days, you didn't hear about it. You know, now you hear about these things a little bit more frequently. But I was just found a natural affinity to Chinese medicine and was very drawn to it. And it really is the entire perspective where your emotions and your mind and your body are all one, and they all affect each other. And the knowledge of how they affect each other just really intrigued me.
So as a child, your father was very ill. And did Chinese medicine help your father?
Well, he had kidney and pancreatic failure. Mm. And, of course, that's a very complex disease.
Yeah.
I think it did help him. He used acupuncture. I don't think he actually used herbs, you know, hardly at all, you know. But he did the kumboka tea. I'm sure you've heard of that.
Yeah.
You know, you can actually buy that at the grocery store now. But he, you know, used to drink that a lot.
All right.
So different things like that. But so I was just exposed to all this stuff. And I've just found it to be intriguing. But especially Chinese medicine, which is different in and of itself. It's a completely different knowledge base and a very, very specific perspective, which is very different. And then you tie herbs and acupuncture and tui na, which is Chinese massage, but of course it's not pleasurable. It's not meant to be pleasurable. It's meant to move the qi and unblock the channels. So, but it's a way of manipulating the qi through massage, you could say, essentially.
Well, and when you talk, just starting out, you talk about qi. What is qi?
Qi is translated as life force. So you want to think of it, it's something that there really isn't a direct Western equivalent for qi. But I like to think of, if you think of something, somebody who's weak versus somebody who's vibrant, you know, that might give you an understanding of qi. And somebody's life force is who is really strong and somebody's who's weak, right?
Okay.
But what's interesting about qi is that there are all sorts of different types of qi. Lots of different qis in your body, your organs and your blood and everything, they all have their own life forces. And so they can become weak or strong or even excessive where it needs to be balanced. So it's something that, and really I like to think of it as probably the spirit body, which you had had mentioned.
Yeah.
And it's an actual body. So there are different channels and they all interrelate to each other and they talk to your organs and, you know, qi leads the blood. And so there's this dynamic relationship between the physical body and qi.
Well, and I'm sure we'll get into lots of that as we progress on the show today. Now, did you pursue schooling related to Chinese medicine and herbs and so forth?
Yep. We are certified herbalists. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Studied at the Institute of
and
Chinese Herbology.
And we mean both you and David are certified herbalists.
Yes. Yep. We are. Yeah.
And did you take this training together or did?
Yeah, actually we did. Yep. Okay. We did. We both started our journey. We met actually going to BCC, and our path was, we were actually going in different places. David was onto his second career going into nursing.
Uh-huh.
And I was actually going into digital technology. And it was something that, I can't explain it, but one day we worked in business together where we did yard work as we were going through school. And
we've done a lot.
We've worn a lot of different hats, it sounds like.
But we were cutting down this tree and putting it into wood chips, and I just smelled the earth. I can't explain it. And I just went, you know what? This is something that I just need to do. You know, I've been trying to go this other path. It wasn't working very well. And I just went, this is where my heart is, and I'm going to try doing it. And the thing at the time is we heard a lot. Like, you know, when you start trying to pursue something and you're talking to people and you're getting a feel for it, we heard a lot that Americans won't take the herbs. It was something that was constantly being told to me at the time. And I just said, you know what? I take them. So
I'm an American.
I'm an American. Uh-huh. Exactly. I'm sure there's other people out there like me. So that's when I just decided that I was going to do it, and I was going to focus just solely on herbal medicine, which is unique.
Yeah.
Right. There are a lot of practitioners out there who do herbal medicine, but their primary focus is acupuncture. And a big part of that is because it is supported by insurance. Uh-huh. And we've often said in the past that acupuncture is something that Westerners do understand because it's a needle.
Right.
Right? And we're very familiar with needles. But herbs and their ability to heal is something that we're not familiar with. We don't think of food as a healing medium, but it is. And it's probably the most important. So it's something that we're trying to break down, this thought that...
Well, and we are, of course, I talk a lot about the book, the Yugas, which is an explanation of evolution here on planet Earth. It's the first one that has ever made sense to me, and that it's cyclical rather than lineal. And it's Y-U-G-A-S, Yugas, if you're interested, folks. And you can get the book through Crystal Clarity publications, or East West Bookshop. You can get it at the boutique at the temple. At any rate, we are in the energy yuga, which is the period of time that we're going through now. Unfortunately, we're on an upswing. We're not going down. We're going up. That's really good news. But it's called the Dwapara Yuga, and it's all about energy. And so it's amazing now. Pretty much everywhere you look, there's stuff going on with energy medicine and so forth. And it sounds like that the Chinese herbs and so forth and Chinese medicine in general works a lot more energetically, or at least there's a lot of energetic influence as well as just the practical, logical, third dimensional level. And I was thinking that when you're talking about acupuncture, we've already kind of, at least here on Animal World, opened up to... beyond acupuncture, there's acutonics now, and using the tuning forks,
right.
And acupuncture we do with Jude and Paul Ponton and Whispering Dragon, right. and of course that's very Chinese.
Oh yeah,
and medicine type stuff.
Right.
I just want to say, for T and I, the idea of bringing Chinese medicine, herbal medicine especially, mm-hmm. forward, is that we don't want it to be woo woo or one of my book. I'm working on another book. In fact, I'm done with the second book, but. It's about one of the terms words I use is unveiling the mystery and bringing forward the science and understanding of what this is. And more people are, I was going to say that, thinking of, like, let's say you have a cold.
Uh-huh.
The first thing you think of is, I'm going to get something from the store, or I'm going to go see the doctor, or I'm going to get the antibiotics. And there's formulas that are unbelievable, cold formulas that we have. And I always say, Tia, we should be selling these by the, thousands of people knew, because it's a natural way to stop a cough, or to move out, or we talk about drive out the pathogen right at the very beginning. It's very simple, very effective.
And I'm real interested to hear more about what you have specifically, because I learned something like from Jude and Paul this last year, because I don't get colds very often, but this last year I did. Along with everybody else, I think, but they told me about, it's a herb, a cold snap or something, and it's herb in a capsule that you take that pretty much knocks everything out right away. And I think it's similar to what you're talking about,
mm-hmm. right away.
It's an herbal thing,
mm-hmm.
and man, it, like, whoa!
Uh-huh.
I'll never be without that stuff anymore.
Right, exactly.
And it made a huge, huge difference. Mm-hmm. So before we get into more details with that, David, since we kind of know where Tia came from. So where the heck did she said that she'd had an interest in Chinese herbs and stuff since she was very young. What about you?
I've been really involved in the Chinese way of life. In fact, my mom used to say, what are you, Chinese? It's just funny that since I was little.
Really?
Really into internal martial arts, just the Chinese thought. And then I found out that it's actually part of my family is Chinese medicine and goes all the way back to Asia. In fact, one of the names of...
So you guys have probably done this before.
There's no doubt about it.
Uh-huh.
And for us to be put together to this work...
A little synchronicity of life.
Yeah, I don't believe in coincidence. So, but it's years... I actually had a teacher say to me that acupuncture in China... This is just, one person's opinion, but it's what he's telling me. Takes about a year. You can go, you can take a year of courses... and actually put needles in people and start practicing. He said Chinese herbal medicine takes 20 years just to be a beginner.
Wow.
And I was like, that's what I thought. Wow.
Yeah.
And you know, I've been involved in it for over 40 years. For a long time.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, now this sounds like a good place. We'll take care of our advertisers and sponsors for the last time in this hour. But then let's continue and find out what does that mean that the two of you met and decided to put your focus here. So we'll find out the rest of the story. Mm-hmm. So stay right where you are. More Chinese medicine and herbs to come right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Did you know that there's a gentle energy balancing method for restoring health, mobility, and athletic performance for your dog, cat, or horse? Bioenergetic synchronization, as used by Nels Rasmussen, creates transformations in health, mobility, and performance. To learn more, you can visit online, NelsHealingMinistry.com, or call 425-238-2668. That's 425-238-2668. Attention pet lovers. We all want the best for our pets, and that includes quality of life, longevity, and overall well-being. Raymakers Nutrition has developed a line of patented products that have been shown to dramatically improve immune function, improve response to vaccines by over 400%, and help strengthen the systems in the body that fight cancer cells. Introducing Veterinary Immune Tabs. These chewable tabs are safe for dogs and cats. Find out more about how Veterinary Immune Tabs can improve your pet's longevity and state of wellness. Contact Dr. Bill Burlingame at BillBurlingameDVM@gmail.com or call 425-903-1913.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats, and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Don't forget, this is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey y'all, Martha Norwalk, and boy, we're winding down the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World already, but good thing we're here till noon, so we're just getting rolling on our subject. We'll get back to it in just a moment, but I wanted to remind you, you heard about Dr. Nels, NelsHealingMinistry.com, and oh, he's got a great new video up in the testimonial section. You know, Dr. Nels does the bioenergetic synchronization technique. He does it remotely or hands-on in person, working miracles. And this was a dog with a mysterious limp for well over a year and undiagnosable by veterinary medicine. And the dog is running and playing, and it's wonderful to see the video documentation. So check it out, www.nelshealingministry.com. Click on the testimonials and watch all the miraculous videos. and healing that is taking place. And then, of course, Dr. Bill Burlingame, Burlingame Veterinary Consulting, for the best immune support that Dr. Raymaker has created, the transfer factors and the medicinal mushrooms and all that sort of thing. You can contact Dr. Bill at 425-903-1913 or shoot him an email, billburlingamedvm@gmail.com. And then, of course, check out, we've already mentioned them, June and Paul Ponton from Whispering Dragon in Seattle. They are the Accutonic specialists. They do chiropractic and acupuncture, but mostly use the forks, and their sound harmonics and energetic shifting. Check out the sound portals on their website. And they, of course, work remotely as well as in person. So check them out, www.whispering-dragon.com. All right, so my guests in the studio today, Tia and David Akrish, owners of Heaven and Earth Chinese Herbs and the big umbrella that's the healing center and everything else. So both of you obviously have had kind of a Chinese affiliation, attraction all of your lives. So probably figure, you know, you guys have been mixing potions and stuff in lifetimes previous, and we're just carrying through this time. And then you met at Bellevue Community College and then kind of decided we're going to do this.
Right.
So how did you get started? What did you do?
Well, that was 15 years ago. And we found, you know, the right educational program, and we started our business. So that's, you know, we just went with it. We invested everything that we had into it, and it really is our passion.
So the business would be what? Heaven and Earth?
Heaven and Earth, yeah.
Heaven and Earth Chinese Herbs, did you call it that?
Chinese Medicine Healing Center. Yeah.
So Heaven and Earth Chinese Medicine Healing Center. Mm-hmm. But you don't have a physical location, though.
We are online, and we also, of course, manufacture products that are available in various retail stores.
Lots of different places. Mm-hmm. Okay. So the Heaven and Earth Chinese Medicine Healing Center is the website.
Right. It's actually Chinese Herbs for You, and that's FORMYOU.com. That's right. Our main website.
And then the landing page for us animal people are healmypet.info.
That's
right?
Correct, right.
Healmypet.info. Mm-hmm. Well, we've got a few minutes left here in the first hour, but we've got a caller already that's interested. So should we kind of find out what you do firsthand?
And, yeah, that'd be great.
Let's do that. We've got... we're going to Manchester, Washington, wherever the heck that is. I'm not sure. But Carol, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Tia and David Akrish. Good morning, Carol.
Good morning, Martha. Hi, everybody. Yeah, Manchester's over here in East Port Orchard.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a waterfront property area. Very beautiful. Nice.
Are you cold over there?
Yes, very.
Okay. Yeah, well, okay.
It's the coast.
We're all cold. All right, so you're here with Tia and David. What can they help you with today?
Yeah, okay, hi. I thought I caught the tail end of something that you were talking about, referring to a product which can kind of take care of a cold or knock out a cold.
Yes.
And a, sort of like a pill form, I think it was. And if you mentioned the name, I didn't really catch that.
We didn't. But we'd be happy to.
Okay.
So there's a very popular formula. I'll just go with what's most popular. It's actually the thing about Chinese medicine.
Yeah.
And we run into this all the time, that there's usually a lot of different formulas to solve one problem.
Oh, okay.
And the reason for that is it's just how Chinese medicine works. You can take one pattern, as it's called in Chinese medicine, something like liver qi congestion, and you can use a lot of different formulas to treat that pattern. And also one formula can treat many different patterns. So, and the thing with colds is there's usually a few different manifestations of it. But let me go ahead and just give you probably the most popular is something called Yin Qiao, and it's spelled, the first word is Y-I-N, the second is C-H-I-A-O, and that is pretty much a brick-and-mortar cold formula. And we do sell that in a couple of different brands. We actually manufacture it. We have one called the Yin Qiao Plus, and we sell it. You can buy it as a tea if you want, as a powder, as a capsule.
Okay, now is this, because some cold remedies you want to take right away at first symptoms. Some things you take, you know, when you've got the cold or whatever, some to prevent. So is this something that
this is when you have it, and this is the most common manifestation that as Americans that we get, which is something called wind heat. So there's actually wind cold, there's wind wet. Mm-hmm. And the thing is what's unique about what Dave and I do is we practice the ancient old Chinese medicine way where we can customize any kind of formula.
So we have
an inventory of over 300 herbs. We do consultations. And when we do an intake, we ask a million questions to really understand what is going on in the person's body. And from there, we will customize a concoction for them. But there are a lot of pre-made formulas out there, so to speak, available in lots of different forms. And so the yin qiao is really for when you're having red eyes and infection, yellow mucus, green mucus, headaches, neck and shoulder tension. It's really
sore
good.
Sore throat,
yeah. So the really kind of common cold. But if you've had a cold for a long time, usually you need to take something to boost up your immune a little bit. So, and actually, in a long time in Chinese medicine, it's considered a week. So if you have anything.
Oh, really?
Things change dramatically over days.
So, Carol, do you have a cold now?
I was gonna ask her.
No, I don't, and I don't want one.
Okay. So you're interested in maybe having something on hand in case you start to get some symptoms?
Right. There's a product that I usually have on hand. It starts with an O. I can never pronounce it.
Yeah, that's the homeopathic. That's the Osilicum.
Right. Yeah.
I discovered that, too, last year, and that's really good also.
Yeah.
It says O-C-I-L-L-I. It's a big, long word.
Yeah,
but
28 letters.
Yeah. And you can, but you can even get that at most grocery stores now. But that's different.
Sure.
That's not a Chinese medicine.
Right, that's correct. Right.
That's a homeopathic. But it does work. I have that in my drawer too, because that's if you just when you're just barely getting symptoms, you do that.
Mm-hmm.
But then, is this yin qiao? Is this something that Carol could have on hand that
yes.
you would take if you start to?
It's definitely a product that I would have in my herbal medicine cabinet.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay.
Now, if there are other products, I would imagine there's other products that if the symptoms are different,
right?
It's more like a flu or
something.
There's
a wind cold pattern, and it's think of a cold inhabiting your system. So, it's much more common, like in Japan, where it's very cold during the winter, but it's something that doesn't. It's pretty rare for people to get wind cold here in our culture.
Okay, so it sounds like the yin qiao is what
it's
Carol
kind of the
want
aspirin of Chinese medicine.
Mm-hmm. So in order to get that, you said you make one.
Yeah, we do.
So if she wants yours, how does she go about getting it?
Go to ChineseHerbsForYou.com.
ChineseHerbsForYou.com.
Right.
Have you got that, Carol?
Yes, I do. Is that the one you were referring to, Martha, that you took?
No. The one I was referring to is actually called Cold Snap.
Oh, yeah.
But I got it from Jude and Paul Ponton at Whispering Dragon.
Okay, so
but I've since told people about it, and nobody's been able to find it anywhere. So I don't know if they have the only supply on the planet or what, but at least we know. And I would imagine, and that'd be interesting because I know it's all herbs. It'd be real interesting to compare.
Yeah,
so we could do that off the air, you know, what the herbs are and see how it compares to what you've got, because it is not easy to come by. I know that.
It's probably Ayurveda.
Yours is easy to find,
very,
huh?
Yeah,
and what good. We've done a lot of times is taken the traditional formula and added more to it.
Okay.
And that's why we call it the Yin Qiao Plus. So ours, we make it more powerful.
So Yin Qiao Plus is what she'd want, ChineseHerbsForYou.com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Carol, do you have more questions? Do you need us to hold you over, or are you good?
No, I think that covers just about everything that I can think of right now. So,
okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, call us back if something else comes up.
Okay.
Otherwise, ChineseHerbsForYou.com.
Okie doke.
All righty. Thanks,
thank
Carol.
You, Carol.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, we are going to close out this first hour of Animal World. Fire up the second one. Kathy's got a question here. Do you treat animals with the same formula as humans? So we'll see if you just get the same thing for everybody or we do different stuff. So we'll find that out. More about Chinese medicine and herbs straight ahead. Tia and David Akrish from Heaven and Earth Chinese Medicine Healing, Chinese Medicine Herbal Healing Center. Something like that. Close. Anyway.
I love it.
They're here and we're here. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.